I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros on Tuesday. Rob.
Sada.
And Big Sook.
Right back at you.
We are having a great day, mainly because, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're doing a Tuesday show.
And there was, there was a nice little sun outside, although the clouds and I think the rain
they're moving in.
Are quickly approaching. But hey,
that's okay.
We got a good run here for a while, so we could all use a little rain.
This is correct. I have late breaking show news.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm sitting down and everything.
Breaking news.
I was just informed by our boss, Jeff Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jeff Montpelier,
yeah,
whatever you prefer, that the great Joey Harrington will be returning on Friday.
How about that?
How about that?
So wait, we finally caved to his demands and we gave him the ham that he's been so richly craving?
I don't know what happened, but he appears to be eager to return to the Portland radio airwaves.
He was holding out for one of those honey-baked hams and we were like, sorry, man, it's... times are tough, just can't do it. But I guess we caved and we're giving him the ham.
Yeah. So I don't think he's going to come in here and be with us.
No. He's going to be like,
like he was.
I'm not going to shake your hand or be around you unsavory types, but I will call you.
Yeah. He's going to call in at least this week and we'll see how it goes. But I assure him he's perfectly safe in here if he were to come in studio.
As far as he knows.
Yeah. So Joey Harrington, Fridays at 5:30.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That is.
Last year, I thought it was great having him in.
And he was great.
You know, hopefully soon we'll have Pac-12 football to talk about. And if not, then we'll just go into story time.
Well, and Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always, you know, sports are back, baby. I mean, it was pretty rough there for, you know, March, April, May.
We did have a rough go of it.
But it's all back now.
Yes.
We got basketball tonight.
Your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, I'm sure you're just on the edge of your seat.
Who is winning, Tampa Bay or the Lightning?
Well, I think right now it's a split. I think your Tampa and Lightning, I think it's one apiece.
Yeah, and then Dallas is in there too, right?
Yeah, something about that. Something about the Stars.
Haven't watched a lick.
You should.
Because I know what's going to happen.
You know that Tampa and the Lightning are one of
either,
those?
Yeah, one of them will win. No, I just think Tampa's better.
They are, but the Stars are a really, really fun story. I mean, this is, I know no one cares because it's hockey, but if they end up winning the cup, that is a great story in hockey.
All right. Well, this hour, we've got an announcement on a new date for the latest ESPN 30 for 30. We'll tell you what that subject is. Anthony Davis and the Lakers get back out there tonight. Notice I didn't say LeBron and the Lakers.
Yeah. Well, he has been he's been the best player on the floor.
He's been sensational.
Yes.
And some hot Deion Sanders talk. Somebody asked us this yesterday. Interesting question. Name a supremely talented athlete who made a good coach.
Oh, there's been a handful of them.
I was noodling that when I saw that yesterday. I could not think of one off the top of my head.
Supremely talented. No,
like
not
top tier athlete.
Yes, top tier guy.
Larry Bird was a very good coach. He was a coach of the year. Casey Jones, the old Celtics coach.
Hold on.
This is going to be a second.
Hold on. Yeah, it'll be later. I know you're so excited. Your sports bone over there, but simmer down.
Simmer down now.
We also have a club tonight, in which we will discuss today in technology. I have two bits of technology news for you. And we didn't get to this yesterday, the flight that goes nowhere.
Yeah, we never did get the...
It's sold out. There is a flight that goes nowhere that people are buying to go nowhere.
I'm intrigued by this. Because apparently there's so much cash floating around right now. Isn't it amazing? Like, you think we're in the middle, like businesses are failing, right? Everyone's concerned. And yet you read some of the markets that are just booming right now and you're like, really? You're like, yeah, there's just like home sales are through the roof and people are buying RVs left and right. There's a lot of people that are just like, ah, I'll be fine. Just find a way to power through this.
So that's what we have coming up. But right now we must get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Number five.
Adam Silver thinks the NBA season of next time, the next times season.
Oh, the old next times.
Will not begin until January at the earliest.
Yeah, everyone was kind of thinking maybe December 25th, Christmas, which has kind of become a little bit of the de facto for a lot of people the day they start paying attention to the NBA, but that may be a bit unrealistic. And their big thing is that they would rather push it back into January, even February, if it means having fans. And they have to figure out what to do about the salary cap. And the NFL may have to do this too, because it's tied obviously to revenue. What you can't have is all of a sudden just this monumental drop in the salary caps. So you kind of got that figured out. There's some issues there in the NBA. But fans in the stands for that league and for every league going forward is going to be the biggest thing.
Well, we do get some NBA playoff action tonight on TNT. Lakers can go up 3-0 on the Nuggets. If they win, for some reason, the East series is waiting till tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't figure. That's 2-0 as well.
Yeah, no, it's 2-1.
Or 2-1. That's right.
Number four.
Boston had a resounding comeback in Game 3.
Guess who's back?
Oh, I already told you. Yeah, you already told me.
Blake Bortles.
I want you to realize something, that Jeff Driskel is a starting quarterback. Blake Bortles has been signed, and Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job.
Yeah, but he doesn't want a job.
No, not really. Not at this point.
Bortles signs a one-year minimum deal with John Elway's Denver Broncos.
Realize something, that Mike, as a Denver Bronco fan, you now get to rely on the great pairing of Jeff Driskel and Blake Bortles.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, the season's kind of a lost season anyway now, right? Drew Lock out, Cortland Sutton out, Phillip Lindsay's been out. Von Miller out for the year.
Is there a worse quarterback situation in the league than Jeff Driskel and Blake Bortles?
No.
That's the worst. I mean, it's not even close.
It was New England, but they then signed that guy
Cam Newtown. Yeah,
Newtown.
Yeah, Newtown. He's good. By the way, how much money would you pay to see Bill in one of Cam's outfits at a post-game press conference?
That'd be amazing.
That would be the greatest thing in the world. I don't even need like an outfit. If he just wore like the scarf and the hat, oh my God, it would be amazing.
Where are we? Are we on three?
I think we're on three.
It pays to be rich. Sex solicitation charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft expected to be dropped.
He got the video expunged, no charges. Realize that would have been like a $300 fine, and he spent probably $300,000, but he won the case.
Unbelievable.
It's good to have a couple billion dollars to throw at that.
It's totally believable.
Yes.
$100,000 fines for several NFL coaches for not wearing their little COVID masks on the sidelines. John Gruden, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll, Vic Fangio, and Kyle Shanahan.
$100,000 and then $250,000 for the club.
Wow. A lot of money.
Well, the NFL said they weren't messing around.
Number two.
It appears they're not. Bulls have a new head basketball coach. Did you know they needed a head basketball coach?
I did know that they needed a new basketball coach because Billy Donovan didn't want to be back in Oklahoma City.
Name their last coach, the Bulls.
It was like Boylan, right? Something like that.
Jim Boylan.
Ah, yes, the old Boiler. His teammates hate, or all the team hated him. He's one of those guys.
The Chicago Bulls have hired Billy Donovan, ex-Oklahoma City Thunder coach. Won about 60% of his games in 5 seasons with the Thunder, but they parted ways with him.
I think it's a great hire, personally.
Why?
Because he did a good job in OKC. Not a lot of coaches who go from college to the NBA succeed. He did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, they were one of the surprise stories of the year.
I think he's okay. He's like Terry Stotts. He's all right.
I think Stotts is better than... Stotts is better than okay.
Come on.
The Terry Bear's a good coach.
I mean, top 10 Stotts, yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10 Donovan?
Probably borderline, yeah.
Yeah, borderline. So they're the same.
Well, but that the Bulls just hired a potential top 10 coach then. That's good.
Number one.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good little hire.
Okay.
Are we on number one? Oh, my gosh. How about this? Listen to this, Jason.
I'm listening.
Notre Dame has the COVID.
Yep. I got a bit of an outbreak.
So the Notre Dame-Wake Forest football game has been postponed after more positive coronavirus tests. It was originally 4. Now it's 7 Notre Dame players. 13 players are in isolation, 10 in quarantine. Therein lies the reason that the game has that was scheduled for Saturday has been postponed.
Now, both have an open date in October, so they should be able to get that one in. But because of all the games that are getting delayed, you're running out of these. You're running out of these open dates. So, I mean, right now you're working on about 20 to 25% of scheduled games that have been delayed or canceled because of COVID. So if this thing keeps up, and a lot of people think it's going to get worse, actually, unless you can get daily rapid testing like you have in the Pac-12 and with the Big Ten, which why the other leagues haven't adopted this yet is beyond me. You're going to keep having this, and we're going to end up with a Swiss cheese sort of season where who the hell knows how many games anyone's going to get in. I mean, already you've got modified schedules, and that has not gone very smoothly so far. Although, remember, LSU and Clemson are sitting pretty because pretty much their entire team has already had it. And if you already have it, and like in the SEC, you don't have to test again for like 90 days.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was it. That was what Ed said. He was like, well, yeah, let me know. Well, yeah. I mean,
that,
test.
That makes sense, right? If sure. You've already had it.
Yeah, you've already had it. And so most of his, remember people back at the start of this thing were saying, would you put it past anyone to just get everyone infected on purpose early on so you don't have to deal with this during the season? And I'm not saying that anyone did that, but I wouldn't put it past a coach to do that. And you do have two of the best teams in the country that are, at this point, have had most of their players have it.
All right. One other sports note I wanted to tell you, a notable notation to note. Michael Jordan is buying a NASCAR team.
Yeah.
And his driver is going to be Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, his first driver, and then is it with, is it Denny Hamlin he's doing it with?
Yep, and Denny Hamlin are the co-owners of the team.
So Denny Hamlin will own one team and drive for another.
Love that.
Which is kind of odd.
Can you do that? I guess you can.
Dale Earnhardt, I guess, did it. But yeah, you can, it would be like you owning the Chicago Bulls but playing for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I've seen it in NASCAR before where a driver will be part owner of a car in his own team. Like Jimmy Johnson was part owner of a car that was also on Hendrick Motorsports while he was racing for them. But I haven't, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of strange when I read about that, but that's, I guess Dale Earnhardt did that. So if the Intimidator can do it, apparently Jordan and Denny Hamlin can do it.
Hot 5 at 5 refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports are back and always better with an ice cold Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. It is becoming clearer what the Pac-12 is considering on Thursday when they vote. We'll get to that next. And Deion Sanders. Okay, this is the question posed by a listener. Name a supremely talented athlete who made a good coach. Don't we all think Deion Sanders and his run at Jackson State will end with a smoldering crater?
Of NCAA violations.
Doesn't everything he touches go to crap?
Well,
am I wrong about that?
Not on the football field.
He was a great player, but holy crap. We'll get to that on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Great athletes who make good coaches coming up. on today's show. But first, Jason, we are starting to get a clearer picture on what the Pac-12 may be voting on Thursday.
Yeah.
So the presidents and chancellors of the league will meet Thursday to decide on if they want to reverse their initial decision and actually hold a fall football season.
And everyone believes that there will be a season. It's just what it's going to look like. And now, like you said, we're getting an idea of at least what the options are.
Pat 40, Sports Illustrated, says, under the considered scheduling model, the conference is debating holding a 6 or 7 game season. If it chooses to play 7 games, the season would likely open October 31. However, the Pac-12 could push the season start back to November 7th if it chooses to play only 6 games. The conference's title game would be held on December 19th, the same day the Big Ten is planned for. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's
6 or 7. We kind of thought maybe 8.
Well, but you knew with the timeline it was going to have to be, you either going to have to punt on the cultural playoff or try to play a compressed season. You were just running out of time. I still think November 7th is going to be the date. I don't think it's going to be the 31st, but it may be. But you're going to hope that that is enough games. And with the Pac-12 title game, that you can get the college football playoff to consider you. And I don't know. I don't know if a 7-0 or a 6-0 plus the championship game is going to be enough, or what this is going to look like, because we also don't know how many games other teams are going to play. I think this could be a weird situation where you get to the end of the year and you've got, let's say, 7 teams being considered for the 4 spots. You may have some that have played 9, some that have played 8, maybe one that's played 7. It's going to be very difficult. And a lot of this, I think, is just going to be the eye test. And, you know, I don't know if the Pac-12, the respect of it probably isn't going to do you any favors there. So if you are going to have a shot at that, whether you're USC, Oregon, or someone else, you better win, and you better win convincingly. I think style points are going to matter this year more than any other.
See, I don't know. I kind of view it the other way. Well, I think all that's right. I just feel like it's going to be really topsy-turvy and wild. Like, there's going to be no rhyme or reason to who's in there, because it's a lot of it's about what campuses don't have outbreaks,
yeah,
and how many games you get in. And you know, there's so many variables in a season like this. I don't think you can predict any of it, which is makes it kind of fun. It's kind of like the baseball playoffs next week. Like, who knows what the hell's going to happen, you know?
I just hope we get back, because the first couple weeks of the college football season have been completely off my radar. There hasn't been one interesting game
no.
yet.
No, they start this week,
to
right?
To be played. The SEC, I think, starts this week.
Yeah, it's Mississippi State LSU is the best game.
Yeah. So now we're actually going to get into some matchups, and we didn't have any of the non-conference stuff. And so hopefully we can get through the rest of the season somewhat unscathed. But again, we've had somewhere between 20 and 25% of all the games that have been postponed or outright canceled. So I don't necessarily understand why that would go away. So again, I just think it's going to be a very, very choppy season.
What if they voted down?
Boy,
what would happen? Like, if they come out and say, yeah, you know what? We're not going to play.
Cam would have a hemorrhage, which would not be Cam good.
Cleland from the morning show fame?
It would not be good. He would have an aneurysm and die, so let's not.
Well, we don't want that.
We don't want that, so let's.
I saw him on Twitter all upset about high school not playing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, 39 states right now are allowing high school football.
Uh-huh. Are they having any, like, outbreaks and
stuff? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bunch of places have already had to shut down and cancel games, but, you know, yeah. 39 have allowed it, and we on the West Coast are not one of them, so. Yeah, I don't think
snowflakes.
I don't think it'll be voted down, but it certainly would not be a good look. But I don't think that the presidents and the ADs and everybody that's going through this process are going to allow them to be the only conference, because it sounds like the Mountain West is going to fire it up too. So I mean,
and they're going to get it going by the 24th.
Yeah, by the 24th.
How is that?
My guess is they've been practicing or having more kids on campus. Man, a lot of the states like in Wyoming and Utah, where those schools are, haven't had the same sort of restrictions that the Pac-12 had. The Pac-12, I've talked to 2 people with direct knowledge of coaching staffs. Those coaches didn't think that they were going to play. They were just...
Well, they canceled. I mean, they
canceled.
They did say,
yes,
we're not.
And they sent kids home, and those coaches... weren't grinding day to day to get ready
right.
for the season.
Could they have kept kids around? What was the protocol? When they said, we're not going to play.
Yeah.
What were teams to do?
You could have kept him around.
You could have just kept – like, why wouldn't a coach just say, hey, know what? We're going to make the most of this time, so get your ass here, and we're going to
– Well, I think – but in some places –
we're going to make it fun.
Like in California and Oregon, you couldn't even practice. So, I mean, all the classes were remote, and so I think there was more of, you know – I know for a fact that at least a couple coaching staffs really did think that this thing was done and over with, and, hey, we'll see you in a couple months. And so all of a sudden it kind of got thrown back in the mix here. And so I think there's a bit of a scramble, which goes down to that quote we heard in Wilner's piece. And we don't know what coach it was, but who said, you know, this isn't effing ping pong. You can't just roll up the garage. We've got our nose so far up the arse of the Big Ten. Let's just do what's right for the Pac-12. Yeah.
And we think that was who again?
I don't know. We don't know. It was an anonymous coach, but I mean, insert someone that's obviously pretty fired up.
Could it have been David Shaw now that we know Stanford is dissenting?
Possible. I mean, who knows who it could have been, but the Pac-12 will be back, whether that's October 31st or November 7th again, probably November 7th.
Hey, will you shut up?
Don't know what the quality of play is going to be. I think it's going to be pretty sloppy. I don't
shut up.
You're going to have a lot of live tackling, and hopefully we find out Thursday that that's, you know, that's the plan.
Is this a good idea?
Oh,
this is a good idea.
Good idea. What's a bad idea at this point?
F it.
Look, I don't think any of this is a good idea, but it's the reality of what people are facing. A lot of political pressure, a lot of pressure from your fan base. You got $75 million at stake. Whether it's a good idea or not, I don't know. If that's a very subjective term, but at this point, the freight train's leaving, man, and everyone's going to be on board. From the Mountain West to the SEC and now the Pac-12.
Is it the worst thing if the Pac-12 said we're not on board? Is that the worst thing in the world?
I don't know if it's the worst thing in the world, but for a lot of people, it would be a damning blow. We were talking the Urban Meyer thing. You know, a lot
he
of
said
it,
recruiting would be catastrophic.
Yeah, I think
I don't know if I believe that.
I think some of this is fear-mongering, but if you are the only one, and again, we won't know until the season's over. If the season goes through and there's really no giant ill effects from this, then yes, you would look terrible if you were the one not doing it. But if you end up having to shut this thing down, or you have some serious issues, or God forbid a player or a coach or a worker or someone affiliated with one of these programs dies, then you would look really smart, but we wouldn't know until after the fact. And then that's hindsight. So
isn't the fact that there's already been an average of 5 games per weekend canceled kind of bad?
Yeah, it's telling you that this isn't the brightest idea. But again, we all know that the best quote that I've heard from this whole thing, and this got said like 4 months ago, it was someone on the Paul Feinbaum show. It was an anonymous athletic director, because no one wants to go on record with any of this. And it was an anonymous athletic director in an SEC school. He said, we all know what we're facing, and this comes down to one thing and one thing only, your appetite for risk. Every person involved in college football knows that you have now taken the amateur model and you flushed it down the toilet. They know that they've gone back on all the supposed restrictions that they put in place for when and where they can play football safely. They know that those things have been thrown out the window, and it just comes down to your appetite for risk. And that was true 4 months ago, and it's true now. At least I'll say that with the rapid daily testing that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have, it's the safest of any of the conferences. So if it makes you feel better about that, they're doing it better and more cautiously than everyone else.
All right, coming up next, Deion Sanders talk. He is back. Well, back. He's coaching Jackson State.
Yes.
And it's, look, it's going to be a wild ride.
yes.
But at least initially, he's going to get some talent.
Well, and it's going to put him on the map.
It is 6:29. Here is Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, so Deion Sanders, we told you yesterday, was introduced as the new head coach at Jackson State, which is an interesting little hire. I mean, I think good for them, because Sanders certainly is going to get headlines.
Yeah, they're going to get some juice.
Juice, yes, I love that word.
They're going to get some NCAA violations, but they'll get some juice to go along with it.
Well, and Deion just has that energy. I mean, not to mention his pedigree. I mean, he's going to get good players there.
Sure.
Because he has that energy, and much of recruiting in college football seems to be more about relating on social media and just that energy. And my God, I mean, why wouldn't you want to go play for Deion Sanders? He is a, tell you what, the one thing he can do is sell.
Yes.
And I just think kids are going to love him. Dads are going to just idolize him. And he's probably pretty good with the moms too, if you know what I'm saying. So I just think he's going to get kids there. The question is will it end with a smoldering crater? And it has to. Like, I don't see how, like, what's he going to run?
I have no idea. And this is...
He's not a coach.
Couple questions here. Well, I guess he was a coach and he was a coordinator at, like, some Trinity Christian Academy at the high school level.
It's going to be a disaster. This is the type of guy. This is, okay, this leads to the question. Name a supremely talented athlete who made a good coach. And some people have been taking a stab at that.
Sure. There's some.
You had Larry Bird. That's a good one.
Well, I mean,
other than that, we've had Phil Jackson come in. He was not a great player.
No.
We're talking about, again, supremely, like, elite Hall of Fame level player.
Like, Lenny Wilkins was a Hall of Fame player.
That's a good one.
Larry Bird, again, was a Hall of Fame player and was an NBA Coach of the Year.
Somebody mentioned Joe Torre. Was he that good?
I don't think Joe Torre was that good. Steve Kerr wasn't that great. Steve Kerr was a role player.
No. We're talking elite players. Don't make good coaches because, you know, it's like the Michael Jordan thing. Deion Sanders is going to, like, get in the locker room at halftime and go, why aren't you guys winning?
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't understand. Like, these are the types of guys that don't understand how other people can't do the things that they do when nobody has ever been as talented as him.
I've heard Magic Johnson say that because he took his talents to the sidelines for a little bit. And I heard him in an interview once that said exactly that same thing. He said it was unfair of me, and he said this after the fact, after it didn't work out. He said it was unfair of me to expect people to approach the game the same way I did. Not everyone was Magic Johnson. Not everyone had the abilities of Magic Johnson, but not everyone had the mentality of Magic Johnson. So you look at someone that's ultra competitive like Michael Jordan. How possibly could he relate to anyone that wasn't at that level? And look, not many people are at that level. So, right. Yeah, there is certainly an element of that where you're going to struggle. Bill Russell was a really good coach of the Celtics after he got done. I mean, so it can happen, but it is the exception, is not the rule. My question with Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders even a coach? Does Deion Sanders have the ability to build an offense? Does Deion Sanders have any sort of idea
how to run
a program?
What are they going to run? He's going to get them all in that locker room and they're going to be ready to run out through that door for Deion Sanders, and they aren't going to know what the hell they're doing.
Well,
he gets in at halftime. He's like, "What? Why didn't you guys win?" Like,
it's going to be imperative on him to hire good people around him.
Do you want to hear his list?
And he's going to have to be a figurehead. Yeah, what's the coaching list?
Now, Deion Sanders tweeted that this is absolutely wrong. He says this is how junk gets started, and he says not a good way to get started with me. Hashtag Coach Prime.
Oh yeah.
Then that guy deleted his tweet.
Wow. Oh, he did?
Yes.
Joe Cook, some guy named Joe Cook. He's a local guy out there.
Okay.
He said, breaking. According to sources, Deion Sanders' coaching staff will be Jason Phillips, offensive coordinator, Terrell Owens, wide receivers coach, Warren Sapp, defensive line coach, Dennis Thurman, defensive coordinator, Mario Edwards, senior defensive backs coach, and holdovers from the previous staff. T.C. Taylor and Otis Ridley also on staff.
It's also important to remember at Jackson State that my guess is the coordinators at Jackson State probably make about $125,000, maybe. Probably more like $100,000. And the position coaches make about $25,000 to $40,000. So...
Yeah, what's his budget, do you think?
Very, very, very,
the same
very...
as it was.
Very small.
What's he making?
Probably not that much.
You think he even cares?
Probably not. My guess is this for him is just an idea. It's his way of trying to get his foot in the door.
Yeah.
Or it's just another kind of whatever. I'll do this for a little bit and then I'll flame out and I'll go do something else. You know, it's remember when Clyde got the job down in Houston? Clyde Drexler, by the way, I'm talking about. And then it turned out that Clyde didn't want to recruit and he didn't understand why he had to recruit.
He wanted to play golf.
Yeah, he wanted to play golf. And they're like, Clyde, man, you actually have to do this. And he's like, what? Huh? I think, and maybe I'm completely wrong, Deion may be in for a rude awakening, what it takes to not just run a college program, but to run a bare bones college program. remember, he's used to Florida State and being around big-time programs. I'm sure even the little academy that they ran, the Christian thing where he was the coach at, probably spared no expense at their level. He's about to find out what small-time college football is all about. Talk to anyone that works inside the Portland State Athletic Department. You ever dealt
with
anyone?
Wait, there's people that work in there?
Yes, there is. You ever dealt with anyone in there and just the horror show that is small-time college football when there is no budget? It is an unmitigated disaster in those places. And if you are expecting caviar and champagne and you show up and you get Thunderbird and, dime store sushi, you're going to – it's going to be a rude awakening.
Does he ever coach a game there?
Yeah, he coaches a game there. But
how many?
Not many.
Four?
Not many.
Four, and leaves?
He lasts a year.
Four and quits? Oh, you think he makes a season?
He'll make a season.
I bet he doesn't.
Wait until, too, that he figures
workload.
Out that you got to get on a commercial flight or you got to get on a bus.
Yep.
They're like, he's like, what? Yeah, we're going to be bussing here and not a nice coach bus either. We got some yellow school buses here. We're going to take them on down the road. It's not going to.
Dude, they're going to start 0-4 and he's going to quit.
Yeah, it's not.
And he's going to blame the players.
It's not going to go.
You don't think that he was told what the travel and stuff's going to be like before he took the job?
Again, I think he knows what it is. I don't think he's going to be able to adjust to it. I think this is going to be, and I could be completely wrong, and I will be the first one to raise my hand and say that I was wrong. I think that he is going to try to bring cachet and flash and dash to a program that is going to be absolutely decimated by COVID anyways, and they don't have any money to begin with, and I think he's going to run his head right into a wall.
Yeah, well, I'm here for it. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to see him give it a shot.
And maybe it works out. For those kids, I'm sure that you're super fired up that you have Deion Sanders as your coach. I mean, that's, again, if you're
trying. I think he's going to sell.
He'll sell some tickets.
He'll recruit.
Yeah.
He's already getting stirred up. He had a video. We can't get it because apparently it's been deleted. But he had a 15-second video where he's talking about needing more dogs.
Yeah.
You know, he's already getting them fired up.
But at the same time, like, you're not. Okay.
You're at Jackson State.
If you are a two to three star kid, right, and you've got your choice between going to play at Mississippi State with Mike Leach, Oregon State, you're gonna fly out to the West Coast a little bit. Hey, you can go play in Arizona. You can go to Tempe and play with Herm. Most of those kids are 2 to 3 star kids. Maybe you got an offer from Arkansas. You can go get a great education at Vanderbilt, or. You can go to Jackson State, play in front of 7 fans, have no athletic budget whatsoever, ride a lot of buses, but you get Deion Sanders as your head coach. Where are you going?
Well, Lomax went to Portland State.
And here's the other thing, too. You know that if you do sign with Deion and you do have a breakout year, and let's say you win 11 games, guess what happens to Deion? He's gone.
He's gone. But what if he greases your palms a little bit? You know, gets dad,
yeah,
a few shekels.
Here's the other thing, too. I don't think Jackson State necessarily has the booster culture where they're handing out 10s and 20s on a regular basis. And if you are handing them out, they're not going to 1 and 2 star kids. I mean, it's just.
All right, fine.
Just the reality.
Way to take
it. Or maybe they're literally handing out 10s.
Oh, it's possible.
Here's 10 bucks.
Why did you just crapping all over it?
It's just really hard.
I know. At Jackson State, it's like.
It's not Deion's fault.
It's kind of a waste to go there. I totally understand why he's going there because he does want to get his foot in the door. It's like when Scott Frost had to go to Central Florida.
Sure.
He was being rumored at Nebraska, but they're like, you know, you need to prove it.
Yep.
It's the same concept, yeah. But his skill set, we all know what he can do. He can sell. He's flashy. That will be wasted at Jackson State because you're looking the pool of kids that you're talking to.
It's just so.
It's like you get those kids anyway. I mean, maybe he'll get a couple extra, you know, big studs because they want to go play for Deion.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong with them if they're going to Jackson's. I mean, that sounds terrible, but
it's true.
You know, maybe it's academics or maybe it's something that they, you know, just rough around the edges that they're not getting offered by bigger schools because if they were, they're going there.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Ooh. I wanted to look up their budget. You want to take a stab at it?
Football?
Yeah.
And at Jackson State?
Their athletic budget. Not their football budget. Their athletic budget.
Jackson State is an FCS school, correct?
Yes.
And they're in Jackson, Mississippi, which is actually a decent-sized town.
Right. They play in the SWAC.
State Capitol, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's got to add some dollars. I'm going to go $8 U.S.
Their entire athletic budget.
Okay, fine. I was just kidding. $70,000 U.S.
$7.2 million.
Yeah. And Deion's getting how much of that?
Everybody. I mean, I have a buddy of mine.
That's more than I thought it would be.
I have a buddy of mine that it's
yeah, Mike's impressed
for everything, not football.
It's more than I thought it would be.
I have a I have a buddy of mine that coaches in the Big Sky, and he is he's trying to work his way up, you know, trying to pay your dues. But he is a position coach at a Big Sky school, not Portland State, $27,000 a year. That is just the reality of small time college football. Mm-hmm. It is just, and now with COVID and a season being canceled,
isn't football though?
It's football. It's gonna be even
football's
worse.
Football is football.
Somebody said football. You guys are wrong about Herm Edwards. Remember, football is football.
Well, if Deion was taking over a program like Arizona State, where he could be a head coach,
that's where his skill set would come in.
Yes, it would. If you could get him to not violate every NCAA rule in the book and do what Herm did. The best thing that Herm did is not try to coach. Herm just said, I'm going to be a CEO. I'm going to try to build a culture, and I'm going to hire good people around me. And it hasn't worked to a super high level, but Herm's got some traction down there at Arizona State. If Deion could do that, I think this would be okay. The problem is when you're at a place and you can only pay coaches $30,000 a year, you can't hire good people. And if they are good, they won't stay. That's why programs like this are just constantly stuck in the mud.
Yeah, but it's good headline.
Yes.
For them.
Yeah.
Out there.
I'm reading here.
By the way, I owe Joe Torre.
This is an article right here real quick from 2018, and it talks about the three challenges the new Jackson State AD Ashley Robinson is going to face off the bat. It doesn't paint a very good picture of the state of athletics at Jackson State right now.
They got Deion.
They did.
I owe Joe Torre an apology.
Okay.
Much better player than I thought. Joe Torre won an MVP. He hit 363 in 1971.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Torre had 2,342 hits.
I didn't even know this.
In his career? Yeah. And his career batting average was .297. Joe Torre was good. That's way better than I thought.
I knew Joe Torre wasn't a bum, but that's better than
I thought.
Yeah,
I just thought he was a solid player. Yeah. That's better than solid.
Yeah, I think he goes in that category of, we were asking the question, supreme athletes who made great coaches.
Yeah, a lot of the texts coming in are nowhere near that.
No.
Like Mike Matheny is not a supreme athlete.
I think they were joking. But Steve Kerr, like, come on. Phil Jackson even, he wasn't that. Larry Bird was. Mm-hmm. And Larry Bird was a good coach. I think he was a good coach.
He was a coach of the year. Larry Bird, by the way.
But he just kind of flamed out.
Larry Bird, MVP in the league, obviously Hall of Famer. He's been coach of the year and executive of the year. That's a nice run.
He may know a thing or two about basketball.
Something tells me that Larry Bird, very knowledgeable about the game of basketball.
All right, up next, ESPN announces a date for its latest 30 for 30. And we'll tell you when it is and what it's about next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the club is coming up next tonight. We have Today in Technology. And the flight that goes nowhere, but is sold out.
Speaking of technology, and I don't know if you know this. I was watching the game last night, that football game. Did the Raiders have real grass inside their dome stadium? Do you know that? Because it looked like real turf, and it looked like guys had grass stains on their pants. And it looked like there were some like kind of brown spots. But that's a enclosed stadium.
I believe it is because they showed a clip during the game of them moving the field in on, it was automatically being rolled into the stadium.
Okay.
So I think it sits outside the stadium to get sun and water.
And then they bring it back
in. And
then
they bring it in.
Because the Cardinals do that, or at least they did. And I don't know if they still do, but I that was what I was wondering.
It's on like a conveyor belt.
Yeah, the whole thing slides out and then it comes back in. And I don't know if I just remember that when the Cardinals built was at the new Phoenix Stadium, that was their plan. And I don't know how well that went or if that's still a thing.
Youngest Mike is correct. Similar to the Arizona Cardinals indoor stadium in Glendale, the Raiders leave the natural grass surface outside the stadium during the week, then move the 9,500-ton, 240-foot-wide field into the building before the game.
Oh, kick ass. I just noticed that. It was the first game there at the stadium, and I thought it was weird. I was like, wait, did I see grass stains on someone? And then I kind of was looking at the field, and then it looked like there were some kind of brown spots, and the field was getting chewed up, and I thought that was interesting and kind of cool that they're doing, especially with all the, you know, that new turf is good, but no one likes playing on it as opposed to grass. And we've seen the knee injuries happening out in New York, and I thought it was kind of cool that they did that.
Yeah, there's something about the natural grass, man.
Yeah, it's just better. It's just so hard to care for, and like every high school field now basically is field turf because you know just the maintenance of it.
Finally, before we get to the club, ESPN has announced the date and topic for their latest 30 for 30. And this is one. Now, the last three, remember we had the Maguire Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
We had.
You had the Lance Armstrong one, which was a dud.
And then there was another one that I didn't even care to even watch.
Well, yeah.
It was about.
The Jordan, I guess, wasn't a 30 for 30. It was just an ESPN thing.
No, it was like Bruce, or not Bruce Lee. Was it Bruce Lee?
Yeah, there was a Bruce Lee one.
Yeah. Anyway, none of those really. Gave me tight sports pants.
The Sosa Maguire one I watched and I found there was nothing good about it. The Lance Armstrong one, he just was an insufferable douche and I didn't watch any of the, I watched the first part of it and didn't watch any of the rest. And I don't remember seeing the Bruce Lee one just came and went.
What?
No, it's this topic is one that I will probably tune in for. This one's probably going to get me. It's a four-parter. And it's called The Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius.
Ah.
And it premieres September 27th on ESPN+, which is not long.
Four parts, though? I don't know if I need four parts. Because to be fair.
I kind of do because I feel like there's a lot to that story.
I'm sure there is. But at the same time, aren't we all just going to be waiting for the murder trial?
No, I kind of want to see. I mean, he doesn't have legs. And he was like this heroic Olympian. Para-athlete, right? And so I think if they did some backstory about how he, you know, how all that went down and what he went through, yeah, I think I would like that.
I would,
I want the whole thing.
I would, too. I just don't know if I need 4 hours on it. That seems like a lot.
Well, I don't know if it may be more than 4 hours.
Four parts. Though.
So I don't know.
I'm trying to look. Is he, because he got sentenced to a light prison sentence and then they resentenced him.
He's out.
To a tougher one.
I think he's out.
He's out. I'm looking up.
Not pause.
Dude, that son of a gun gunned her down in cold blood.
Yep. Oh, totally.
That is. I remember watching that trial and kind of following through. And
he's a piece of crap.
Dude, that dude is a horrid human being. Got jealous because she was getting texts from a rugby player and he gunned her down. In my opinion.
I wonder how many people knew that he was such a schmuck.
I don't know, but that's one of those.
Because he
again,
was revered.
He was revered, and turns out just behind the scenes, he was a waste of a human being.
Mm. And that's so hard for us to reconcile.
Yeah,
you know, like when you prop guys up like that, and we see him at the Olympics, we're like, man, what that guy's been through. You know, he doesn't have legs.
Yeah,
for God's sakes. And you're like, man, that guy must be special, right?
Yeah.
And then he murders his girlfriend.
And then you find out all the stuff about him.
Yeah, he's a real ass.
He's just a bad guy. Well, it is true. You got to be careful, you know, book by its cover sort of thing. Like Jared, who was the Subway guy, right? Like Jared was inspirational guy because he lost some weight.
He was just a fat nerd.
Yeah.
We probably should have seen that one coming.
Probably.
I mean, look at him.
I'm still looking. So
that's Sunday. It starts Sunday.
I will.
I'm watching that.
I'll check in on that, but I don't know if that's going to grab my attention.
All right. The club is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.